This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly, and you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
BlueApron.com. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes right to your door, and everything can be cooked under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and totally designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. They offer 12 new recipes every week, and we can pick 2, 3, 4 recipes based on what fits our schedule. And Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meats with no added hormones. And did you know Blue Apron teams up with Whole30 to bring you these delicious recipes? Some of their upcoming meals: steak Diane with mushroom pan sauce and mashed potatoes, General So's chicken with bok choy and jasmine rice, Whole30 approved Togarashi chicken lettuce cups with avocado, or Whole30 approved Mexican spiced barramundi with kale, sweet potato, and avocado salad. So you're listening to us? Let me take care of your first three meals. It's a $30 value with your first order, and I'll take care of the shipping too. Go to blueapron.com/15. That's blueapron.com/15. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. No S. Happy Year. New Year.
What? Some people I know say Happy New Year's.
Yeah, because they combine New Year's Eve with New Year.
Oh,
it's Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's New Year. But if you wish Scotty B a Happy New Year, he gets very angry. Because I saw him on January 3rd. And I said, Happy New Year. Because I had not seen him since December 22nd.
Wait, when does Happy New Year expire?
Well, for him, he said, technically, I don't accept Happy New Year after January 2nd. And I was like, okay, go fuck yourself. And
wait, why technically? I don't get it.
I don't know.
To him, it's different for everyone.
But if you haven't seen the person since the end of the year, I guess there has to be some kind of a, like, if you don't see them till March, then I would
January 2nd, you can't say Merry Christmas.
So Scotty is in the room now. Happy New Year.
No.
Happy New Year, Scotty.
I will not accept it.
Well, I have not seen you. Since December 22nd, it was good to see you. It was January 3rd. The first thing you say to me is,
I will use this as my argument. If you see me 2 weeks after my birthday, you're not going to say happy birthday to me.
Why not?
No.
If we haven't seen you before your birthday, we might say, how was your birthday? Happy birthday.
What's the cutoff?
Okay, I'll tell you.
Why are you so
upset that people are wishing you happy things?
I just don't want to hear it anymore. I was at Chili's the other day with my kids, and some woman walked in and she said to the other women at the table, "Merry Christmas." I'm like, "No, it's over for weeks. You can't do that."
You got scary.
I'm sorry,
it's fine. This is what, and this not the be all end all. I'm just saying that if you give it a few days, so the new year happens on the first, and then a couple of days of a lull, and then that first Monday back to work or back to the grind or back to whatever you're doing, that should be the cutoff. You get to say it that one time for those people that you haven't seen, and then it's over. So for me, today is the last day, January 8th.
I worked the whole week. I don't care. I was here. No one else was.
Here's
why
Scotty's wrong, and I usually agree with Scotty. Every other happy or merry is a one-day holiday that you're acknowledging. Merry Christmas is one day.
Right.
Hanukkah is 8 days. New Year, Happy New Year, you're not wishing them a happy January 1st. You're wishing them an entire year of happiness.
Ah.
So there is no cutoff point. You can have a miserable fucking 2018, Scotty.
I'm going to now. Good. I must disagree with you.
So have a happy entire year. I think if you wait till May, it's too late.
Okay, so in the spirit of all things celebration, I'm glad that everyone's here. I have something important that we all as a family need to discuss.
Uh-oh.
So, maybe a year ago, we all decided that we had this great idea for a business. And I bought the website birthdayfake.com.
I remember
right.
this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brilliant idea.
Distant memory.
Yeah, we talked about how we were going to start a company called Birthday Fake, where we would make other things that were not birthday cakes because Garrett,
yes.
By the way, everyone who here, Scary, you're here. I'm here. I'm Bethany. Yep. Brody, you're here. Yep. Scotty B, Garrett, Danielle.
Yep.
Okay, so Garrett, you can't have gluten or sugar.
Right.
Or
anything, really.
Anything. So birthday cakes are pretty problematic for you. And
exactly.
So we were talking about how maybe like cornbread or something.
Yeah,
I don't
something.
Know what you can eat.
Meatloaf cake.
That was different. So we started birthdayfake.com. We never used it. So here's what's going on. I just got an email saying that it cancels on March 29th.
That's my birthday.
It's my anniversary.
Birthday. And it's
I know what to get you.
Auto renewal.
Yeah.
How much?
I canceled the auto renewal unless we are going to do something with it.
I think we should. And I think we should involve some of our celebrity chef friends and get them on board with this.
Okay. I don't see it. This is the typical bar conversation of, hey, let's open a bar.
Right.
And you come up with the name of the bar, which is the easiest part of coming up with the name of the bar. But then that's where it ends, right there, at the bar.
Oh, we have a whole concept. I'm ready to go.
I have a bunch of those. I have a few websites that I own that I've never done anything with.
Really? Wait, you own websites? I haven't used?
Yeah. Cheerleadershoopee.com.
No, I got rid of that one.
Okay.
But I have strangeshapedpoop.com. Which I bought after
it. Wait,
you have what? Strange what?
I own strangeshapepoop.com because an S came out of me one time and I thought it was really weird.
That's healthy. That's supposed to be like that.
I know,
yeah.
But you never see that. There were letters and shapes and stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm going to buy this because I bet stupid guys would love to see pictures of poop. I never did anything with it. I own scottsaves.com because I thought maybe I'd like do some coupon thing or something.
Who would advertise on this shit?
My other thing was, if we wanted to not do anything with it, we have until March 29th. Do we want to offer it for sale to someone?
I think the concept and the website, if you want the concept and the website, we could sell that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should give it one more year.
And how much does it cost to sit on it for another year?
This is the problem.
Let's
we're going to sit on it, you know, come next year.
It's not that much.
Come next year, we're going to be in the same situation of, hey, we haven't done it.
You know what? The Google guys had this conversation, and one of them finally said, "Let's do it."
I don't know what site you're using. I have a coupon code for a few of them, actually.
That's you can get those at scottsaves.com.
Yes.
Let's see how much it would cost to renew now. It would be, it would be $50.
Oh well, there's
How many of us?
$10 each?
Yeah, $10 each. That's not bad.
Is that for a year or multiple?
2 years.
Yeah. Oh, $10, $5 a year.
If we want to do it for 1 year, it goes down to $25.
Wait, there's no
savings
there.
What's the discount?
We're not doing anything with
$25 for 1 year, or if you act now, 50 for two?
Yeah, it's like when my youth group was going to New Orleans to help all the New Orleans build houses. We were selling these crosses that we made out of nails, and my youth group leader went up in front of the entire church, and she was like, "You can buy them for 25 cents or 4 for a dollar." And we all put our head in our hands. We didn't sell very many. So my mom had to pay for it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think we're not going to do anything with it. Honestly.
All right, Garrett's out. He doesn't get part of the billions.
I don't know if I'm into it either. Because I know that it's everyone likes to talk, but nobody likes to put...
Walk.
You have to open up an LLC. You have to do all this stuff. There's a million things to do with so much paperwork and crap. I mean, and who's going to advertise? And
I already trademarked the name.
I don't mean to poo-poo.
Okay, so we have the trademark, and we have the website.
Mm. What is it that we want to do with it?
Well, as Bethany explained, we're going to create a company that we can franchise for people who don't want cake for their birthday. We make other things that, like, the franchise would have like 12 things.
Right.
One of them being like meatloaf.
Right.
You'd have like a meatloaf, and then in sauce, you'd write happy birthday.
Right. Or like avocado toast, but in the shape of a cake.
Okay.
I've seen that. Someone's done that.
Birthday fake.
Do they own birthdayfake.com?
No,
they don't.
They don't.
Then F
them. Let's sell it to them. Let's sell it to them. That's the best way.
I'm going
to
say I'm out.
You're out too.
I think we just sell it.
For that reason, I'm out.
Okay. So it's Garrett and Brody and me right now.
Shark Tank.
I had one that I wanted to do. And somebody else took it, and they bought it, and now they're making money on it.
Wait a minute. We're friends with Barbara Corcoran.
We are.
Yeah.
Should get her on here and talk about birthday fake.
I have her phone number, but I'm worried that if I text her, she won't know who I am. It's that kind. Have you ever had that person where you have their number, but you never use it? Because, like,
oh, yeah. I've got, like, 7 or 8 celebrity phone numbers, but I feel like
Elvis.
I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New phone, who dis? Yeah. New year, who dis? Okay, so I guess I just wanted to gauge the temperature. So I'm not going to renew it right now. We have a couple months. We'll just see how we feel.
Yeah.
Should we talk about celebrity phone numbers we have that we shouldn't call?
Yep.
Enrique.
I have Enrique Iglesias' phone number.
Iglesias.
I have Phil Collin, who's the guitar player for Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm. Not Phil Collins.
No, Phil Collin.
No, that would have been a story.
Guitar player. What? Phil Collin has sold probably more almost as many records as Phil Collins. Anyway, I have his, but I can't call him. I have Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
I have Kathy Griffin.
Nice.
Oh, I have Kathy Griffin, too.
I feel like...
Oh, she gives that out willy-nilly.
Well, these days, she probably gives it out to anybody who'll take it.
I have Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers.
We all have Joe Gatto.
We all have that one.
All right.
I have Alex, Elvis's partner.
I have Jack from Fun. Remember him when he was here?
Yep.
He always wanted to do a phone tap on his dad, so we kept going back and forth talking about doing a phone tap, and it just never happened.
Let's see.
I don't know who else I have in here.
I'm just an A. I have Barbara Corcoran.
I have Debbie Gibson. Did I say Debbie Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best part of the show is when we all went through our phones.
Hold on. I'm going to call one.
Who are you going to call?
Well, I have Bobby Flay.
Yeah, Bobby Flay doesn't count.
We all have Bobby Flay. Who hasn't
counted?
Shit, you guys. He doesn't count because he's a friend of ours. He's one of our boys.
Hold on.
Who are you calling?
Hold on.
Garrett. Come on now.
I have the CVS.
I have Dr. Oz's phone number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, the bottom.
Celebrity won't pick up.
I have Dr. Mike.
Oh, I have Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, I have Joey Fatone.
You have Joey Fatone?
Yep.
I have Darren Criss.
They might have me on block.
I like Darren Criss.
Why, you call too much?
No. I hate talking to him.
Your call has...
Oh. I have Dee Snider from Twisted Sister's phone number.
Oh.
Who that?
What do you mean, who that? Oh,
who
him.
That?
You didn't even get a call?
No.
I called Scary.
You called me?
You must have called his home number.
You must have called my house.
Nope. Called your mobile.
Try it again.
Ooh.
Mobile.
It's not coming through.
There's Joe Gatto.
Right.
I have Josh Groban.
I have a girl's phone number from a rap group that broke up. Does that count?
Which one? Wild Orchids?
No, so close.
Wild Orchids.
All right, this podcast took
a turn
for the boring.
Oh,
the day.
They were really good, yeah.
Thought it was the girls
that
from
was all
He
their
Loves
initials.
You, He Loves
Me We started
me
strong.
Don't have that.
Oh, my God.
Started strong, ended weak.
All right.
Still have 2 minutes left.
That's it?
Want to continue scrolling through our phones?
No, who should we call?
Ghostbusters.
I have Kane from The Kane Show. I have all of our friends.
We can't count radio people. They're celebrities.
Remember Stephen Ward?
Oh, I have Stephen Ward's number.
Is he drunk?
Call Stephen Ward.
Explain who Stephen Ward is, everybody.
He is Well, he was a
relationship expert,
but I'm not sure. Is he still doing that?
Then, no. He turned to VH1 to become a reality star relationship expert and kind of fell off the tracks from there.
He had a show. What was his show?
At one point, when he was on our show very frequently, him and Greg T got into a big fight where T had to be restrained in the back office because he wanted to fight our guest, Stephen
Tough
Ward.
Love. Tough love. Was his show.
There you
tough
go.
Love on
and Mark Ballas from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Oh,
didn't
I
he
have...
just get married, Mark Ballas?
Oh, I have.
Last year, yeah.
I have Val C. from Dancing
with
the Stars.
Oh, we all have Val.
We all have Val's number.
Val's like family.
And Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Got Tony's number.
I got Tony's number. Tony from Dancing with the Stars.
Bella Bonnie.
Some of us have Kay Adams' phone number. It's your fantasy football show on TV.
Now, if
some of our interns are now on television stations around the country, like doing reports, does that count?
No.
Oh, I have Cataluna's phone number.
Look, zombie.
I have Cataluna's phone number.
And love I Cataluna. Just streamed past my ex, who I have a restraining order against because he tried to kill me once.
He's not
by
famous.
Killing my car.
Oh. Lisa Lampanelli, I have her phone number.
Yeah.
I love hers. Lucas Prada.
Lucas Prada.
Love Lucas.
I have phone numbers of people who've passed that I won't get rid of. Like John Panette. John Panette's still on my phone.
I have John Panette in my phone.
I won't get rid
of
him.
One of the greatest stand-up comics of all time.
No way.
And she's not a celebrity, but I have Irsa, the girl in Sweden who helped me figure out how to use the train ticket machine.
Oh,
let's not call her.
And then offered me to come over to her house to eat like dinner. I still have her phone number just because of the memory.
What if you go on vacation and you call her and be like, hey, about that dinner that we were talking about?
I probably would. So she found me in Norway, but if I ever went to Sweden, I would probably text and be like, hey.
Remember
me? But she was so nice. She just like, I will never forget. I was looking down at my feet crying because I had no phone signal. I was in Oslo. I had a map in my hands and no idea what to do, and I didn't speak the language, and I was just crying into, like, staring down at my shoes, and I see these two shoes just shuffle up and stop, and I looked up, and it was just this beautiful woman who was like, hi, do you need help? And she brought me down to the train ticket machine and helped me buy everything. It was so nice, total stranger.
We just wrote a Lifetime movie right there.
We did.
By the way, not to change the topic, but a text message just came in. They wanted to know this burning question from the texts, area code 201. Here's a topic for your 15-minute morning show. Love snow or hate snow? Which side are you on and why?
Depends on the scenario. Yep. On a Saturday,
I love it.
When there's a hill and I have a sled, love it.
And I'm home.
When it's a Sunday night and I have to work the next day and I have to shovel my driveway, hate it.
Yep. You go sledding by yourself?
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
No, you do not.
I go with my kids. I take my kids sledding.
I just asked if you went by yourself or not.
I kind of like.
I often feel like I'm alone because my kids go.
I like snow in the first 12 hours, and then it gets dirty and disgusting and brown. So
I like it.
That's cities.
Every day.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's like air.
It is. It's pretty great. I mourn not getting the amount of snow that I used to get growing up. We once lost my sister.
You guys are white.
When we first got my younger sister, she was toddling. She was so little. And we picked her up and we put her in a snowbank and she went,
aww,
and like went into it and disappeared because it was so tall it was over her head. Then we pulled her out.
And we brushed her off.
And speaking of sledding, did you see the video of the dog?
The Australian Shepherd.
The Australian Shepherd, so smart. He literally carries the sled up the hill with his teeth and then he gets on it, goes down a big slope, and then repeats. Carries it back up. He did it like 10 times in a row.
Dogs are so great. Yeah. Shepherds especially are super, super smart. How much time do we have, by the way?
Only about 30 seconds.
So thank you so much for bearing with us on this kind of squeaky, getting back into the swing of it.
Getting
podcast.
The rust off.
It's very hard. I feel like my mouth didn't work at all today. Like all morning, I felt like in quicksand. You know, you feel the first day back, like I just can't get anything out. I can't say the right things. That's how I felt all morning.
So for all the people that have spent the last 5 days tweeting at us, oh my God, I've listened to every one of your podcasts and shows. I need you back. This probably wasn't what you were waiting for.
No. We're sorry.
But thank you for listening.
We apologize.
We'll be back tomorrow.
I'm going to call Dr. Oz now.
This podcast went over like a lead balloon.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more like cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.